Tristan Gavon didn't mean to end up in Sitka, but he followed his family north. His aunt and uncle are longtime Sitka residents, and then his parents moved up here to retire. About 6 years ago, he came for a visit.
You know, initially I just came to Sitka to visit and spend a little time with my family, figuring out what I wanted to do next in life, and fell in love with the community and the people.
Gavon got a job working as a tutor for the Sitka Native Education Program, and that led to work coordinating the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's Tlingit Language Revitalization Project, work he clearly loves.
Languages, to me, are kind of a window into the soul of a people. So to be able to learn, you know, as a youngster, I learned Spanish, and then in Peace Corps, Russian, and had an opportunity here to learn some Tlingit. And so I really love and treasure that experience.
Over the past 6 years, Gavon has worn a number of different hats at the Sitka tribe, including for a year that of deputy general manager. In that role, he oversaw the tribe's education, employment, and social services programs. He's now a planner, managing grants and developing strategic plans to guide the STA's various programs. And he says he'd bring that planner's perspective to the Sitka Assembly.
And really think about, you know, how do we want our city to be in 10 years, 20 years? And, you know, what's the roadmap to get us there?
When Gavon looks 10 or 20 years ahead himself, what he'd like to see is a more equal city, one with economic opportunity for all.
You know, you look at, for example, last year, the school district, 36% of the students there were classified as low income, qualifying for free or reduced lunch. So you look at that, you look at the prices of housing. To me, those are really two big issues is, you know, how do we create affordable housing? And also, how do we create a more equitable economic system? How do we create more of the high-paying jobs?
For Gavon, the answer to that question is by building on Sitka's natural advantages. That might mean investing in a public haul-out to expand the maritime industry, or it might mean partnering with the Sitka Sound Science Center to increase work in the marine sciences. Gavon says it's not the city's job to drive these projects, but it is the city's job to think strategically, bring people together, and support the work already happening in the community.
As an assembly member, I don't think your job it's not really a top-down decision-making process for me. It's really, you know, you need to listen to what people want, to what people bring to the table, and really help to facilitate that.
Gavon says one example of his philosophy in action is the new Wuchin Preschool. It's a collaboration between the Sitka Tribe, the Sitka School District, and Tlingit and Haida Central Council. It expanded an existing Head Start program, adding a greater focus on Tlingit language and increasing family outreach.
There were no extra resources added to that project. It was just three organizations getting together and really taking some time to plan and create a program that met all of our needs. And ultimately the needs of the kids and families. So I think, you know, that's kind of what I really enjoy about my work is being able to work with other people, being able to collaborate, to identify those mutual interests and find innovative ways to pursue them.
But in the end, Gavon says he's running for assembly because Sitka is the place he's decided to call home.
You know, I find everything that, you know, I want here and love here. So it's, you know, and again, having family here is huge. I think that really makes it feel like home, having my parents and my sister and my aunt and uncle here, and, you know, my adopted Duckluwaiti family as well. It just, you know, it feels like home, and so that kind of kept me here.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.